Hello, everyone. This is Anne Vamp, and I'm doing the December is Here questionnaire by Penny for Your Top Bod. I'm really excited about this one because I love December, so here it goes. One, a snowy covered cabin or a beach house on a hot day. Which is a better place to celebrate this time of year? Why? Definitely a snowy covered cabin. I just, when I think of December, that's what I think of. I'm a huge reader. I love to read. So the idea of going to a cabin, it's like lightly snowing outside. There's a fire lit. There's comfy blankets. There's like a cute little dog, maybe a significant other. And I just have a pile of books that I've been meaning to read for the entire year, and can just read those, and spend time with a loved one. That to me, sounds literally like the perfect December. I could spend the entire month of December and probably January, February, March doing that. Once December is over after the new year, I'm like ready for the snow to be done. Two, did you celebrate Christmas growing up? What were some of your traditions? I did celebrate Christmas growing up. We had the normal tradition, or I guess I shouldn't say normal, but the one everyone kind of talks about, and that's in movies, of just leaving milk and cookies out for Santa and carrots for reindeer. We always like went to a family's house. We stopped doing that as I got older, but we also would watch It's a Wonderful Life every Christmas. So after we opened our gifts, we normally did that because it was my parents' favorite holiday movie. And then my mom, before we opened our gifts in the morning, she would always play a song called Happy Birthday, Jesus, because she's a huge Christian. So I always thought that was sweet every morning, or every Christmas morning when we'd wake up. Three, what's the best and worst present you've ever received for this holiday season? The best is a little, it's an odd one because technically it was a birthday present, but it fell over the holiday season. So I kind of consider it both a birthday and a Christmas present. My friend actually spent a lot of money and bought us VIP tickets to Justin Timberlake. I've been a Justin Timberlake fan since I was 8 years old. So we got there. I didn't actually know that they were VIP tickets. So we got there. She told me they were a VIP. I proceeded to freak out. And you get like a kind of like a gift bag that has a bunch of stuff in it. And you also get your tickets. So you don't know what seats you have, you just know you're guaranteed the first 10 rows. So, and then the reason why you get there early is because they do like a dinner and stuff, and like a photo op. You don't actually get to meet Justin because I think I would have actually passed out, but it was really, really cool and really thoughtful because I've been a fan of his for a very long time and I've never had like good seats to one of his shows. I'm always kind of like really far away. So we get there and she gets the tickets, but she won't show me what seats we're in. So we're in the where you know I know we're in the first 10 rows. So as we start walking towards the stage, I'm freaking out, but like I'm prepared. But then I'm not prepared is she goes to the very front row, like off to the side, and is like, "Here are our seats." So I proceed to freak out that we're front row for Justin Timberlake, and then she goes, "Actually, I'm just kidding." And she walks dead center. We were the dead center two seats for this concert. It was honestly probably one of the best nights of my life. Top five for sure. It was amazing. So that was the best gift I've ever received. The worst was actually last year. My parents split up, and my dad usually gives my mom money for presents and she buys our presents, but he decided, like, this was the first year that he was like kind of independent on his own, and he wanted to get us each one gift that he picked out that was like he wrapped and brought over because we still open presents at my mom's house with him. And he got me this like Apple Watch, but it was a knockoff and it was like super cheap. I think he paid like $30 for it. And we tried to get it to work and he was like raving like, "Oh, I knew that this would be something that you love. Like, I just knew it, blah, blah, blah." And it was literally, even if it was an Apple Watch, it would have been like strange because I'm not really a tech person and I don't wear watches. So, he got it for me and, we were trying to make it work, and like the app wasn't compatible with my phone and it wasn't working. And I think to this day, it's like sitting, to this day, meaning just, you know, since last year, it's been sitting in a drawer at my mom's house because I just kind of left it there and was like, this doesn't really work. So I'm just going to leave it here. And then the best and worst gift I've ever given someone, that's a really good question. I love giving presents. And I think I'm actually really, really good at it. I typically know what people want. So I get them something special or something that I know they've been wanting for a while that they couldn't afford, or, you know, X, Y, Z. So I think I'm usually pretty good. I actually this one was technically from my dad, but I helped my dad surprise my sister with Lady Gaga tickets. Concert tickets are a trend as gifts. But I helped my dad surprise my sister with Lady Gaga tickets and Tony Bennett. And she actually started crying when she opened them. So I think that was, to be able to help with that was really cool. But then, yeah, I've gotten like signed books for people that they really wanted, or like my friend was a huge SNL fan. So when I went to college in New York City, I would, every once in a while go outside 30 Rock. And when the show is over, like some of the comedians will come out and meet with the fans who are waiting outside. So one time I got Will Forte to sign, or I actually got a lot of the cast of SNL to sign a Christmas card for her. Which is funny because Andy Samberg signed it and he's Jewish. So he was like, Merry Christmas, ? And then wrote Happy Hanukkah. Yeah, so I don't know. It was really fun. And then, I took a Polaroid. Will Forte was her favorite. So I took a Polaroid of Will Forte and he like signed it for her, and that was part of it. So I like doing thoughtful things like that are usually really fun. Yeah, the worst gift is probably something I've regifted. I've gotten people socks before, but they're like super cute and comfy and fuzzy. But yeah, probably if I regifted a book, they don't know, but if it's like a, it's, I'm, like I said, I love to read. So if it's a book that I liked, a book that I didn't really like and it's still very new, or I just knew I wouldn't read again, or if it was a book I bought a really long time ago and still haven't read it yet and I think they might like it, I would do that. I was kind of cheating, but so Santa Claus, Herbie the Elf, or the Grinch. Fuck, marry, kill. I don't know who Herbie the Elf is, but I'm gonna go with fucking the Grinch, marrying Santa Claus, because I would love to be Mrs. Claus, and killing Herbie the Elf, because I have no idea who that is. 5, what's your favorite movie or TV show to watch in December? So favorite all time, like family Christmas movie is The Muppets Christmas Carol, which is on HBO Go right now. And then I also really love the Grinch cartoon. But I think my favorite overall romantic comedy, like whether it's December or not, is The Holiday, which is even more fun to watch during the holidays. It's with Jude Law, Kate Winslet, Jack Black, and Cameron Diaz, and I absolutely adore it. It's everything I want in like a holiday / rom-com movie. So those are my favorite. 6, do you enjoy drinking eggnog while carolers aggressively sing at you from your front door? I love drinking eggnog, especially with like a little cinnamon and whipped cream. But I don't know about carolers aggressively singing at my front door. I think if I was like out shopping, or if I was, I don't know, at some like Christmas village or like looking at a light show, then I would totally love carolers singing at me aggressively, but probably not at my front door. I think I would be polite and stand and listen to them, but I would really want them to leave. 7, tell us a really good Christmas joke. Okay, fun fact, I didn't read these questions before I started answering them, so I don't have a good Christmas joke. Oh, that's awful. Okay, I'm gonna skip that one and come back to it if I can think of something. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either December, Christmas, or winter in general. I don't know if I have fun. I feel like the Justin Timberlake one, if you're like into that kind of stuff, might have been fun. But I don't know. Like one time there was this huge blizzard. I think it was in like 95 or 96. And I was like I was a kid. I was actually 5 or 6 at that point. And there was this huge, there was like a blizzard, like I don't know if you were alive then, like the blizzard of 96, it was like massive. And at least on the East Coast. And my dad and I were outside and they were like, I just remember like mountains of snow, like mountains and mountains of snow, like not little hills on our front lawn, like mountains. And so he was shoveling and it was snowing outside. I don't know what, this is like not a fun story. This is probably a terrible story. I apologize. And he threw a snowball at me and it went like in my coat. And I just remember screaming bloody murder. Like my dad thought he was like playing around with me and he was being so fun, but I was screaming. Cause I just remember it was so cold. Like the snow was like ice. And I was freezing and my face was red and my mom started screaming at him cause she saw my red face and saw me screaming and thought he like really hurt me. I don't think that that's a fun story. So I apologize. I've just been rambling. So if you made it this far, then you deserve everything that Santa has to offer you this Christmas. Okay, so next one. Oh, God. Sing. I really should have read these questions. Sing a Christmas-inspired song or read us a short Christmas-inspired poem. Okay, well, I can't sing at all. Or else I would probably sing the Mariah Carey song All I Want for Christmas Is You because that's my favorite. So I'll read a poem, but I don't have a poem, so give me 1 second while I Google Christmas poem. Oh shoot, let's see. Gonna Google this. Honestly, if you really have lasted this long, God bless you. Okay, I Googled Christmas poem and I'm gonna read, there's like images for it. I'm going to read, oh, Google is, there's Santa and it's snowing on Google. Sorry, distracted. So I'm going to read just the first Christmas poem that comes up. So if it's bad, I apologize. Don't hate me. Christmas by M.E. Miro. Christmas is more than a day in December. It's all of those things that we love to remember. It's carolers singing familiar refrains, bright colored stockings, and shiny toy trains. Steamers of tinsel and glass satin balls, laughter that rings through the house and its halls. Christmas is more than a day in December. It's the magic and the love that we'll always remember. Oh, that was really sweet. I actually like that one. That was cute. Okay, 10. If you could give Christmas gifts to 5 or more GWAers, what would the gifts be and who would you give them to? Or who would you give them to and why? So I still haven't, I'm pretty new to this community and I still haven't interacted with everyone probably as much as I should or would like to. So I don't have 5 people. Penny, I would totally get you something. And I don't know you that well, but I don't know. I love books, so I'd probably get you a book that I think that you would like. But for doing this, I'd get you one. Yeah, I don't know, but I would, if we go on that, I try to get people things they like, and if they're readers as well, then I'll definitely get them a book that I think that they would like, or like, I like to do signed books a lot, yeah, so signed books are personally my love language, so, I know that's like weird to get someone something that I like, but if they like it too, that's what I do, and I'm really good at picking out books for people, I think. So I would do that for 5 GWAers. Yeah, probably. 11, bonus. What is your one big Christmas wish this year? So if I had to pick something selfishly, like tangible, something that I just wanted Santa to bring me, I've had this old, I know I'm not going to get it because, financial reasons with like my family and I don't currently have like a boyfriend to blow money on me, but I have a laptop from literally I got it in 2007, so it's 10 years old, it's a Mac, or it will be 10 years old, it's a Mac, and it's just like I don't even use it. I don't think I've touched it in like a year, you know, or more. It might be several years. I haven't touched it. I'll turn it on every once in a while if I want to watch Netflix in bed, but for the most part, it just sits there. So I would love, love, love a new Mac. I can't afford one right now, but when I can, who knows when that will be. I'll buy a new one, and I'm kind of going back and forth between a laptop, because I get a laptop at my job for work, or I kind of want a desktop, because honestly, I use my phone for everything. Like, I haven't used a laptop in so long. I haven't used, like, at home for personal use. Like, I use them for work, but I haven't used one in so long. Every once in a while, I feel like you need a computer to be an adult, and I pay all my bills from my phone, but every once in a while, if you're like searching for something, or if I ever wanted to apply for a new job, like that's the kind of stuff that you need a computer for. So I feel like, even though I'd want to do something like that from like a cafe somewhere, I don't know, there's something really appealing to me right now about a desktop computer. So I don't know, but it would have to be a Mac. That's part of the reason why I don't have one. Cause I don't really want to get a PC. And Macs are expensive. So we'll see. Anyway, that's my selfish wish, but my actual wish, my family's going through a rough time. So this is probably like more information that you care to know about, but, I want them all to be happy. My mom especially has been going through a really rough time with, the divorce with her and my dad. You know, like, they can't really afford to get divorced, but he's seeing someone else. And so I think it's been really hard for her. You know, she's an amazing mom, an amazing woman, and she was an amazing wife. My dad was not a good husband at all by any means. He was actually pretty awful to her sometimes. So, I want her happiness. I want her to be able to get a job that pays her well, that she really enjoys, that treats her right, so she can be financially stable and be able to start over. She really wants to move to Georgia. So, I would love that for her. And I'd love for her to really find someone who treats her the way that my dad should have been treating her for years. So that's my wish for my mom. My sisters, I just want them to kind of be successful, and to grow up, and, you know, find happiness in life, but also to realize that, like, partying ends, it has its place, but it shouldn't be your life. You know, my dad, I love him. He could do bad things, but I love him. So I want happiness for him as well. And purpose and, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that's my Christmas wish. It's kind of heavy. I kind of left it on like a somber note. But thank you for listening. Penny, thank you for doing this questionnaire. I love Christmas, so it was perfect. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to everyone. Oh, that awkward moment when I can't get to my app fast enough, so there's all this quiet space. Oh, God. If you guys listen to this, God bless you. I apologize. Bye.